The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Meir Meisels of the Scranton Community Kollel and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yom Daf Nun. The Gemara on the Beis discusses who exactly is the Bailam of the Par Yom Kippurim, the Par that Kohen Gadol himself brings on Yom Kippurim. Does it belong to the Kohen Gadol himself, or does it belong to all of the Kohanim? The Gemara discusses various nafkaminas, differences, if it belongs exclusively to the Kohen Gadol or to all the Kohanim. Moore explains that if it belongs exclusively to the Kohen Gadol, then the kapara that the other Kohanim get from the Par Kohen Gadol is mikufi miskaper, not mikiva, like the owner himself of the carbon, rather mikufi from what's floating on top, from the extra kapara that the carbon has to offer. The other Kohanim will get their kapara. Similarly, we find this chilek of mikivah mikufya in every korban chatas. The Gemara says in the Dorim, Chasidim harishayim hayu misa'avim lahavi korban chatas. The tzaddikim wanted to bring a korban chatas. Bar b'nei she'en ha-kadosh baruch hu mevi tekol al yideim. Since they're tzaddikim, so they don't make mistakes, not motzi, it's not shchiach, as they should do an aveira that would be mechayim them a korban chatas. So they never could bring a korban chatas. So the Gemara says they would be noyed to be naziris. And like that, they bring a chatas of a nazir at the end of the 30 days, and such they would be able to bring a korban chatas. Even though, chayre, if he never did an aveira, so what does he want to bring a chatas for? Chatas and mechapra are specific aveiras. Shleishim v'sheish chavikrisa shebeteira, that aleim, and most of them, he's chayav al doni koris, and on shugigosa he brings a chatas. So these people were never every one of these aveiras, because they had a koris rochum to call al yodo. And even so, they wanted to bring a chatas. Why did they want to bring a chatas? Because besides the specific, definite kapora that the chatas brings on the chalev, on the Isser Shabbos, on the Isser Yom Kippurim, on the Arayas, that the korban is being brought for, there's a general kapora coming closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu that comes about through bringing a chatas, and it was that kufi miskaper that these chassidim and rishonim wanted to get. And since in a Kodesh Baruch Hu maybe to call a day, they never had the chtims to bring a chatas, so they never got the added floating on top, the mikufya of the korban chatas, and therefore there would be neither ben naziris. And those are at the end of 30 days, the end of the naziris, he brings the chatas. Oh, now they're bringing the chatas. But maybe they would get that extra kapara, the extra closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu that every maybe chatas gets, that every makar of korban chatas attains. This is very negeya in halacha lemaisa, how exactly every yochid and klai Yisrael gets his kapara from the kabbonis tzibur. Famous from Kiveger, Truvitz and Siman Test, Kiveger says that in Noshim are potter from Tfilas Musaf. Why, Dr. Kiveger? We have a clear Mishnah in Shkolim that Noshim are potter from Machzah Shekel. Tainus from Kiveger, the Noshim are potter from Machzah Shekel means that they're not chayiv in the kabbonis tzibur, they're not chayiv in the Talmud, they're not chayiv in the Musaf. So Tfilas Shachris, Mincha, Mayriv, those tefillahs are not only connected to Tzmidim, but they're also obvious Tiknum, and let's see, Machlokes Rishonim, Ramban and Ramban, which is the right to the Rabbanon, but the Zichra, freestanding Chayvas tefillah, that the Noshim are not potter from. However, Zachar Kiveger, tefillahs Musafim, are Musukh and Dafke connected those Korbanos, the Musaf that they brought, Bizman Shabbat Mikdash HaYakayim, and it's connected those Korbanos that we daven Musaf, so Ishu is potter from Achzah Shekel. Muzain, that she's also potter from the Hakrovas Korban Musaf. She didn't have to bring a Musaf, so why should she have a Tzilas HaMusafim? Melech Zokter Kiveger, that Noshim are potter from Tzilas HaMusafim. Namudei Or, Simon Zayin, asks Simon Kiveger, and he says that for it's possible that the Noshim are miskaper per Korbanos Tzibur. And he brings a number of rayas. One raya, he says, is more in Zvachim, beginning of Masechet Zvachim, where the Gemara is discussing Shinui Bailim. Somebody shechted a korban and had in mind the wrong Bailim. Then it's a Zevach Shinishcha Shalei Lishmo, it's kosher, but the Bailim doesn't get his kapor lo'il Bailim l'shem chayda. So the Gemara, korban tzibur does not have Shinui Bailim. It's impossible to mishana korban tzibur to somebody else. Because who is there out there that isn't part of the Bailim already? Who could you be mechashiv for that isn't the owner of this korban? So the Gemara, what do you mean? I can be chashiv for goyim. So the Gemara answers, no, goyim is not part of the kapara, the korban tamid, the korban tzibur, but at the same time, they're bechlal not shayach to that kapara, so they're not enough of an entity to use for a shinui bailam. They're not enough of a bailus at all, and therefore it doesn't apply for shinui bailam. Zokamu de'or, the fruit of the eger, the Gemara should have said noshim. Noshim ha'shayach, the korban oila, isha could bring an oila, isha could bring a chatas. The korbanos ha'tzibur, were they not the tzibors that could be used for this isha to get a kapara, to gain kapara? And from the fact that the Gemara doesn't use noshim as the chtimsev, shinui bailam, in korbanos tzibur, is the chayr mochach, that the noshim are also part of the kapara of the korban tzibur. Then the movie also says the second line. Gemara says, the end of Masech Tesukah, Dachnam Gimel, that Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was mispalo Tzilas HaMusafim. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, we know, was a Levi, and he davened Tzilas Musafim. Now, the same way Noshim are potter from Shkolim, Mishnah says that Kahan and Levim are also potter. Heyed Mabuchir B'Yavna, Mishnah beginning of Shkolim, that Kol Kohen Sheshoikel Eino Choyte, Kahan are not Chayiv in Shkolim, but if they want, they could bring. So there's Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chayvuk in the Mishnah. But there's a shita in the Edis of Ben Bukhri that Kahanim and Levim are potter from Shkolim. Kahanim and Levim are potter from Shkolim. So they're the same as Noshim, the Purim Kedeger. Kahanim don't have to daven Musaf, Levim don't have to daven Musaf. So, Zot Tamudei Or, why did Rishua daven Musaf? So he said, maybe you'll tell me, that he held like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, Noshim Didan, who hears Shofar, they're doing it because even though they're not mechuyev in it, but if you do it, you can make the bracha. So who adin tefilas hamusafim, even though you're not mechuyev in tefilas hamusaf, but if you want, you can daven it. If you want, you can still say those brachas. He says, yeah, but there's harbi rishonim that are chelik ben utam. And it's very hard to be madche that the whole war over there in Sukkot, Yeshua davening, was only a libe de chad tana, according to one mandala. This stifler, beginning with Sechta Zvachim, the Simon Dalit, brings down the Samudei Or. And he says that this raya, the Amudei Or, is not as gishmak as his first raya. Zok the stipler that there's a chilik between the chayvas noshim and kabbonis tibur, the kapora that noshim have from kabbonis tibur, and the kapora that the kahanim have in kabbonis tibur. Why? Noshim, zok the stipler, are not mechuyiv in the korban. The fact that they get a kapora from the korban, if you hold not like b'kveiger, and b'melu you can say that the chayiv in tzilas musaf because they're miskaprim of the korban, is only mikufi miskaper. It's not mikiver, they're not really a chelik of the korban. Rather, they're mikufi, they're floating on top to get the extra kapara that's given to those who aren't bailam in the korban, but they still can get a kapara from that korban. Masha'in Kain, Dr. Steinkler, that Gehanim and Levi'im are chayiv in korbanos tzibur. Norvos, Mishnah and Shkolim is mechadish, that even though the Gehanim and Levi'im are chayiv in korbanos tzibur, but Machta Shekel is not mitlitoli in the actual chiv of korban tzibur. Rather, the Torah said that the tzibur has to bring korbanos. From that alone, we would have gone around once a year, or whenever the lishka ran out of money, and collected $20 from every yochid in Klal Yisrael, and that's how we would bring the korbanos. The $20 lasted 3.5 years, so 3.5 years later we go, collect another $20 from every person in Klal Yisrael. Maybe there'd be a daha ha'osher layar b'hadal layamit, maybe not, everybody would just be moisel tzibur, even, and we would have a tzibur that could fund to bring our kavonis tzibur, and that would be enough. The Torah was mechadish in Shkolim, a new parasha, and that is that every yochid in Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to give a machzah shekel every year, and that machzah shekel is going to be the fund where we're going to bring the kavonis tzibur out of, bedafke, and every person gives the machzah shekel as meisur the tzibur. It doesn't stay as his shekel. And today it's Reuben's Talmud, tomorrow it's Shimon's Talmud, and the next day it's Yankel's Talmud. No, the Tmidim belong to the whole Klal Yisrael, the Machzah Shekel money is given over to the Tzibur. In that special tax, the Machzah Shekel, the Torah was Mechadish, Mabuchri was made B'Yavna, that the Kahanim and the Levim don't have to pay, they don't have to give Machzah Shekel. But it doesn't mean that the Kahanim and Levim are not Chayiv and Korban Tzibur, Avada they are. Zot the Stample of a Noshim, Korban Tzibur, the Mitzvah Zeh Shed Mangroma. The Talmud is Nigra from the Yoim, and the Musafim are Nigram from Shabbos, from Shchodesh, from Yom Tov, and Korbanos Tzibur, Noshim are Be'etzim Potter. It's not just that Noshim are Potter from Shkolim. They're Potter from the Chayvas Korban Tzibur. And if you want to Potter the Noshim from Tzilas HaMusafim, the way to Potter them is because the Ish is Bechlal Nat Chayiv in the Korban Musaf. And even though she's Miskaper from it, she's not Chayiv in it. Zot is Tzibur, Pashat Enaf Kemina. Luyitzur, they collected shkolim, but the price of animals went up, or the tzibur who gave shkolim was very small, and now we don't have enough money in the lishka to buy the tzmidim. We're holding in the middle of the winter, in Teves, in Shvat, and we're out of money. We still have 2-3 months to go until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, until the Truma Chadasha, and the lishka has no money to buy Korbanos tzibur. What will we do? We'll send, the Bezdin will send a message out to Gantz Klal Yisrael, and everybody in Klal Yisrael will give another 50 cents to the lishka, and that's what we're going to use to buy the korbanos. Zokis Taklis, Pasha to Kahanim and Levim will have to give. Because in Hishtatzvus and the Tzibur and the korbanos, the Mechoyiv, punkt in the Tet, the Machta Shekel, the Terapatidah, of our Noshim, who aren't Mechoyiv in Tmidim, who aren't Mechoyiv in Musafim, such a text they also wouldn't be Mechoyiv in. Mela, Zokis Taklis, that's the chilek between the Chayvas and Musafim, that we see Noshim, we see the Kahanim. That we see the Kahanim are chayiv in Tfilas Musaf, and even if Noshim could be potter, and you don't say like the Mudei Oros Kashim Kedeger, Kahanim are still chayiv in Tfilas HaMusafim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.